WQ, WNIX, and WBAQ Radio are pleased to bring back Delta Spring Fest March 23rd through 25th at the Washington County Convention Center. Delta Spring Fest with handmade arts and crafts, exhibitors, carnival rides, door prizes, sampling and demonstrations, plus the biggest array of businesses from home and garden displays to computers, the internet, RVs and boats to health services. Delta Spring Fest, the largest spring event of the season, attracting major crowds. You and your business can take part in the action by investing your advertising dollars wisely and reaching your target audience in person. It's an event for the entire family. Spring Fest crowds will have a chance to register again for $1,000 cash, plus super trips and merchant's prizes. Lock in your chance to be a part of the Delta Spring Fest as a business or arts and crafts exhibitor by calling 378-2617. Delta Spring Fest, March the 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Washington County Convention Center. An event you don't want to miss.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. Tech Info is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, Tech Info has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, Tech Info.
And you're listening to Mid-South Wrestling Memories. They're watching the XFL football games out at Garfield's, drinking some of that great Budweiser. And our time right now is 5:35. You're in tune with Mid-South Wrestling Memories. And our man with the plan, Buddy Huggins, has another guest. Buddy?
Hey, Bobby. This is Bobby Eaton I got on the phone now.
Yeah. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, Bobby. How you been doing?
Pretty good.
I tell you, I've been a fan of yours, watching you for many years. I grew up in Greenwood, Mississippi. Uh-huh. And I remember first time I ever seen you come through this area. You were a high flyer then, and you're still a high flyer now. How you been doing for the last few years?
Yep, doing pretty good. Take a plane.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing that you're involved in training. I knew that, that you were heavily involved in training Goldberg. You brought him around quite well. And who else have you trained besides someone like a Goldberg?
Nobody really. You know, I just have done a few
things. Well, you're modest. Your reputation precedes you with the ability to be able to help out people. You have a natural ability, and I'll go ahead and tell you, so you don't have to be modest about it, and I'll be telling the folks while they're listening. We have quite an audience that listens to this, following, growing on this thing. They like talking about the past, so we're going to get to the past in a minute, but I want to let everybody know where Bobby Eaton's been right now. As far as your training ability, the reason you can train people is because you were taught old school style, and you know how to do it.
Right.
And it's easy from what I've heard, people that you've been in the ring with, and that, you know, these young kids that get a chance to, you know, go with you, they say that you flow, and you just have a natural ability to show them what to do. And that's what it takes. You've got to show them.
Right. Yeah. I was a fan anyway, growing up as a kid.
Let's go all the way back to when you got into business, because that's the story that I don't know and I want to hear. Were you in Memphis when you got into the business at the beginning?
I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. The promoter lived in Nashville. Nick Gillis, his brother was from. He lived in Huntsville. He was promoted to Huntsville. I got to know him, and I just got started putting up the ring, which I love to do. Just want to get started doing, because I love doing the wrestling thing, I don't know if it makes sense or not.
Well, be honest, that's the only way you could have got into business back then.
Oh, yeah, really.
You had to.
Every Friday.
Well, what were some of the stars that you were seeing that Friday night after you put the ring up? And give me some names.
Jackie Fargo, Lynn Hoxie. They were the top guys, as far as being baby faces, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bad guys. Kern, Lorenzo Parente, Bobby Hart. I think, I don't know if you probably know none of these names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've kept up with the magazines and the old tape. I'm an avid tape collector, and yeah, I've probably got about 2,800 tapes in my collection. Some of them are fairly good condition, and then again, some of them are third, fourth generation. But I use tape masters around the country, and these fellas, if we have a bad tape, let me give you an example. I want a best of Bobby Eaton tape. I put it out on the internet, and between these three guys, within 4 or 5 weeks, we get a best of. And yeah, we critique it down, we pull it into the Mississippi office and we critique it, and we go in there and we find out which match is not to our qualifications, our standard, and we submit that match back out on the internet, and we try to get a what you call a first generation or at least a second generation copy. And now that takes 6 months. Yeah, we can get a tape built quick, but to actually get it of a high quality, it takes some time. Look, this is a love of, this is not a love of money. You know, we don't plan to make money off of this. It's a love of the business to want to preserve it. And eventually, I will tell you this. I'm going around getting shoot interviews with people. And you're on my list. Bill's on my list. We've got probably 7 people. And some of the names would blow you out of your socks. Killer Carl Cox.
Father-in-law interrupts me over here.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that's your father-in-law, and you got to listen to him when he talks, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever wrestled him?
No time. No, because we went to Louisiana in 83. Yeah, but this is here in Tennessee. It was around 80 something. But it was him and me. We went to Louisiana in 1983. Not before 80, I think it was like almost like Christmas, close to Christmas time, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I've got most of that footage, and there's some matches that I don't have, and there's some things that I'm looking for. But what did you think of Bill Watts at that time when you first started meeting him and seeing how he organized the cities? He used George and Gil Cockin, and he used the Leroy McGirt blueprint format thing laid out.
Well, Leroy McGirt Leroy McGirt was old. He passed away when we went there. Yeah. Leroy McGirt. When we went to Louisiana, Leroy McGirt. You know who this motor out of?
Blind.
Yeah, blind guy. He was already dead when we went down there, right? Oh, okay. Yeah, he was still alive when we were there.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. So Jim Ross drove him around.
You heard him say that.
Yeah. I tell you, it's a lot of history in that area. You familiar with Dory Funk Jr., correct?
Yeah.
Well, Dory was telling me that a lot of that original format can be traced back to his dad, Dory Funk Sr., and goes all the way back into the pre-World War II, in the 30s and the 40s, and then in the 50s through the Amarillo years. But the hit, there's no footage of that. There was just no Super 8s, there were no High 8s, and there were no video. So a lot of that footage is just, it's gone. The memories are gone. But Bill, talking Bill Dundee, your father-in-law, he's real against local independents ever seeming to want to do big business. I'm hearing from some people that it is a possibility to do fairly good numbers. Harley seems to think so, and Dory seems to think so. Bill Watts is telling me, he's my mentor and my friend, and he's telling me that I don't need to, put all my ducks in a row and put a lot of stock in it because it may not never come back. What do you think? Do you think the independents in the Mid-South area could possibly come back?
Well, you talking about just like independent running just a house show, or are you talking about TV?
Well, I'm actually going to have TV in 6 months, but it's going to be showing footage of you guys back in your prime, in your heyday, and it has set the stage for the radio talk show, being that it's talking about the past. But it will also give me a chance to introduce a student that you've trained, a student that Dory's trained, and it'll give me, my guy, the Jagged Edge. It'll give me a chance to show people that. It's just a little format that I'm working on.
I don't really know. It might be hard to do that, I'd like for it to be done.
Well, people tell me that they want to see wrestling come back, and I think if I do good high quality, he's a professional booker. You know that format. So you got guys out there running independents that don't know anything about wrestling, and they do the shot calls themselves. They do the booking themselves. And the shows end up being so bad that they can't redraw an audience back to them. I think if, and my booker's JC out of Jackson, Mississippi. Horton, and a lot of people, a lot of people know him, but he kept a low profile for purpose reasons, to stay in the real business and not involve himself with some of these shady type
right.
characters.
Oh, yeah.
But he goes way back, 20 years. Stan Hansen, he knows Dr. Def, Steve Williams. We know a lot of the people in the, in the real business. And the shows that we ran last year drew fairly well. I mean, you call 360 good in Greenville, Mississippi, that ain't. Yeah. Well, we built up, we did 240. One show, and then we went to a bigger building, did 360, and then it just kind of, we just, ran out of money. Things are going to happen this year that's going to be a little different. I've got some people behind me.
Sponsors and everybody.
Yeah.
I'd build you, man, for that thing, though, if he wanted to do it.
Well, I believe it or not, I've got a proposal on paper that I'm going to present him. I need help from a lot of people.
Bill.
You familiar with Scandal Eight Ball?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. How do you think this would draw? Now, I know we got a lot of fans listening, and we got to get back to that mentality of when I bring it back, I'm bringing it back real. And fans, I want you to know that I ain't going to bring you a show to Greenville, Greenwood, Mississippi that's not real. When I bring you a show, it's going to be real. And that means that everybody is going to know what they're doing when they hit that ring, and performance is going to be a high, high level. It ain't going to be no bull crap. But Scandal Akbar is going to be... Sir?
You have TV around there?
I don't have TV. I'm working on it. I've got the best possibility to get TV more so than anybody in the last 10 years because of my connections with Cowboy Bill Watts. You see the connection with him. It's in open doors for me, but it's like everything else. I've had to teach myself how to do website design, and I'm having to teach myself how to do video, and that's hard to do. Dory has invited me to Florida to give me some lessons on how to be a TV editor. He has a class for that, so hopefully I'll be able to take him up on that here in the next couple of months. I'm 6 months away from TV.
I think you and Bill should talk about that right there.
Oh yeah. Well, we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. You're wrestling on the independent scene, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're wrestling on the independent scene.
But not no more.
Not no more.
No, because I'm going to start down in training camp.
Okay. Is it actually in Memphis where you'll be actually training?
Yeah.
It's under the WWF auspice. It's a developmental. You're working with the developmental guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I tell you, they couldn't ask for a better trainer. And I've seen the kids up there. You got. You've got some great great kids to work with.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm gonna work my butt off there too.
But that's gonna throw you out of working on an independent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Dog, I was kind of.
Only if you're involved with the Memphis group or the Ohio Valley.
Oh, Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know how that deal works, but you don't worry about that. You got your little gig and you do the best you can with it. Now, we would love to see you in Mississippi one more time, and before the end of the year, before next year, you know, who knows, we can possibly see it.
I hope I do.
Well, I'm putting a crew back that you might remember, Skandal Akbar.
Uh-huh.
You remember Kamala?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, we'll know here in the next month, but we may be able to, you know, do some reuniting like that. You remember Dr. Def Steve Williams and Terry Gordy? I'm hoping that I can reunite them two. How often do you see Terry Gordy nowadays?
Hey, hold on a minute. Bill, we'll talk to you again.
All right.
Buddy?
Yes, sir.
We got another young kid here to try and get into this thing. Bobby's kind of working with him and training with him, and I think it would be quite interesting to the people if you just got his views, if you just asked him straight up, with the, you know, because he's obviously just watched the new version. You know what I mean? He's only, how old are you? You see, he's only 22 now, you know what I mean?
22?
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Yeah, just a kid. I got whiskey older than him, but.
Yeah.
I think if you talk to him, you know, he'd give you kind of his version. You know, he's sitting here with me and Bobby. Was between the two of us, we got, I'm 40 years in the business, and Bobby's been about the same. But how long have you been in the business? 25? That's 65 years just between me and Bobby, and the kid's only 22, you know what I mean?
Well,
I put him on?
Yeah, let's get his young take on this thing.
Yeah, yeah, he's not shy. He'll talk. Old Bob's real talkative, you know what I mean?
All right, I can end with him.
we
got 7 minutes.
His name's Danny.
All right,
here we go. Hey,
Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm trying to see, do I know you? I've come up to the Memphis shows every now and then. What's your name?
Dazzling Danny DeLucci.
Yeah. I'll have to check the tape when I get home tonight to remind myself who you are. But DeLucci.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work in Kingsport and around North Carolina, and I'll be making my way out to Memphis pretty soon, hopefully.
Okay, so you haven't actually been on Memphis television yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, and you're from the Carolinas. Well, you got to be a Ric Flair fan.
Yeah, he's kind of the soul of Charlotte, I guess you could say.
Well, who do you idolize in the business? Who inspired you to become a professional wrestler?
Well, as a kid, I first when I first started, it was the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express feud, and then I got to know Bobby pretty well as a young kid, so Bobby inspired me a whole lot. Then over the years, I guess, Sting, Ricky Steamboat, Regals inspired me a great deal. Just a lot of people.
Now, you mentioned Regal.
Yes.
And some of the other people you remember. Now, that's a physical style. Is your style physical?
I like the more of the technical mat wrestling. I mean, I like the the fancy flips and all that other stuff, but you know, I'm more fascinated by technical and scientific mat wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you know some old names like Danny Hodge?
Danny Hodge, yes.
Luthez. Yeah.
Well,
now that's how I cut my teeth in 1968-69 as a fan. I grew up in the Mid-South, the old Leroy McGirt territory, then the Bill Watts territory. So the ones you just mentioned, Bobby Eaton, you know, and the Rock and Roll Express, they took it to a new level. You know, we had the Freebirds here then, and Michael Hayes, and you know, they pop some great cards. Junkyard Dog, of course, had all the charisma but no wrestling ability. And then you get Vince McMahon. You know, he's getting Ted DiBiase to jump ship. He got Junkyard Dog to jump ship. So basically, I'm in the history part of it, and I love talking to you young guys to see how far back you look. Look like to me you look way back farther than your age.
Yeah, Stangler Lewis. I've studied, you know, as much as I could, and watched as many old tapes as I could. You know, I was really interested in the golden years of professional wrestling. That was a really nice, you know, assortment of matches from the 60s and 50s, Bobo Brazil, and, you know, you see a lot of really neat wrestling back then and see how the business has evolved.
Did you ever see any footage of Bill Watts when he was in the New York area under Vince Sr.? He went against Bruno Sammartino.
I've read a lot about it, but I haven't actually seen, you know, footage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm having some of that footage sent to me. I'm a tape trader, and I've got, you know, quite a collection, and I've tried to better my collection. Give me your name one more time so we can have it for our internet audience.
Dazzling Danny
DeLucci. Danny DeLucci. 22 years old. Give us your stat. How tall are you?
6'3", 250. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cut.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you,
you're
working on it. Come on, you're 22. You some of that muscle definition takes some of those guys. You remember Paul Orndorff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask Paul Orndorff how long it took him to get cut. He was one of the best technical wrestlers in the old Mid-South days. I love his matches. I love to watch his intensity. You know, he trains under WCW. And, it's amazing. That's the only way to get in the business, and I wish you'd tell this to all these kids that's out there, what it takes to get in the business. We got 3 minutes. Give me an idea of what it takes, so you'll be telling these kids that there's no shortcuts.
Yeah, what it takes, you know, first of all, is a deep commitment, you know, to wrestling and a deep respect for the people who made the business what it is today, and especially the people who gave their lives and walked away with nothing to give us this great opportunity. Those are the people, you know, you've got to respect at the highest. And, you know, dedication, all else, dedication for training, getting better, learning the techniques, and, you know, studying, and, you know, and keeping an open mind, and able to take criticism the right way, because you get a lot of it, and, you know, taking that and making it better for you, and just all out, falls out desire, and the will, and respect, and, you know, it takes that, and, you know, respect the business, and, you know, work hard, work, you know, just go beyond your limits.
Yeah, and being at the right place at the right time doesn't hurt, does it?
That actually can help.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you're hanging around some pretty good folks, be it Bill Dundee and Bobby Eaton, two of the best foundation builders in the business. They know talent when they see it, and they know non-talent when they see it. And that's what I respect about Bill. He'll tell a non-talent person that, you know, it's time to hit the road. You ain't cut out for this business. And you got to do that with some of these green guys now that buy a pair of boots and start wrestling some of these independent shows and think they're wrestlers. The true business is still hard to get in, and it's always going to be hard to get in. Look, we got one more minute. When will we possibly see you on TV? Do you have a time frame?
For Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm headed down there tomorrow, actually, and hopefully within the next, you know, few months or so, I could, you know, manage to get a spot on TV. But if not, I'll definitely keep working and,
well, keep your head up, and, you know, you can do it, man. You can do it. We got 30 seconds. As soon as I know you're on TV, probably what I'll do is I'll come to Memphis, check you out. I'll get you back on the air. We'll give you some more time to talk about how your career is going to take off. All right, dude?
All right.
Well, we appreciate talking to you. You tell Bobby and Bill I said hi and thank them for giving me their time, and we'll talk to them later.
I will do that.
All right, we're out.
All right.
WNIX has brought you wrestling's hottest show, Mid-South Wrestling Memories, with Buddy Huggins. Listen in each Sunday night at 5 o'clock for Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions given on this program do not reflect those of WNIX Radio.